listening to the Who Cares News, episode number 1764 for Thursday, June 18th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
That's right. So tomorrow is Friday.
Right.
So this is Friday Eve.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Still morning.
Yeah, so yeah. Got a long ways to go till Friday Eve.
That's for sure.
Some random facts today. Katsumi Tezuka was the actor who played Godzilla in the first ever Godzilla movie in 1954. And guess what?
Huh.
Katsumi is still alive. He's 107.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Love
Get
that.
Get on him.
Godzilla! In the 1700s, people thought the platypus was a hoax. Like we think, you know, Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. People just thought it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck's bill, an otter's feet, and a beaver's tail.
Is it venomous?
Yeah. Yeah, the platypus is venomous. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know, that's just one of God's little jokes, I think, is the platypus. Helium does not increase the pitch of your voice. It amplifies the higher pitch frequencies that you already have.
Okay.
Wow, I did not know that, but it doesn't work for very long.
No.
I always thought, too, that if you kept sucking helium out of
balloons,
it's
not good for you.
It's not good. Is that true?
That's true.
What can it do to you?
I don't.
You don't know. Find out and get back to us.
I know, but I don't.
Do you know it's been 52 years since a movie won the Oscar for Best Director, but nothing else? The last time was in 1968 for The Graduate. Director only, nothing else. That was it. I did not know that. So,
well,
there you
now
go.
You do.
Hey, there you go.
The
All
more
right.
you know.
Yes, indeed. The more you know, the less you want to know. All right, it's... time for today's Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Johnny Depp claims,
and
I probably believe it, that his ex-wife, Amber Heard, gold digger, once had a threesome with Elon Musk and Cara Delevingne.
Wow.
Well, she did end up with Elon Musk.
For a while. Yeah. Till what's the new one's name? What's her name? Gemini? Yeah, the new one's name is Gemini. The one with the kid, with the...
I don't even know how to explain that
one. Oh, my God. It's like the name. Somebody tried to explain it to me during the pandemic. Like,
I read an explanation and just like still...
Like, you're still scratching your head. SMH, man. SMH.
Well, okay, I'm going to go on to the next story because I don't have time for this one.
Right.
So Johnny's ongoing defamation suit against Amber has now...
Are they still doing that? Oh, my God.
She tried to rake... I mean, she... Did
well,
at, yeah.
Like, she's paying for the lawyer, I think, or something.
She went all out to accuse him of stuff that he's never been accused of before.
He's probably been accused of a lot of things, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so...
Well, now, this is earth-shattering, then, the threesome thing. earth-shattering. Like, people do that. Do they do that? I've never heard of that before.
So now Cara Delevingne is ensnared in this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't been ruled out... that she'll be served with a subpoena.
Oh, she hasn't been served yet.
Okay. Not yet.
You've been served.
According to the report, an ex-husband of Amber's best friend...
Wait a minute. I got to keep track.
Yeah.
You got to have a roadmap for this damn show.
Right?
Ex-husband of Amber's best friend. Okay. All right.
One of those boards. We need a board.
We need a board. Yeah, with the strings and
or
the
one
pins.
Of those John Madden yellow... You know,
there you go. Yeah. Telestrator. It's called a telestrator.
Telestrator.
Over here... They're sitting on the sidelines, already breaking into the Thanksgiving turkey. Oh, sorry. My bad. I was doing my worst John Madden impression.
It was pretty bad. Okay, so an ex-husband, according to the report.
Okay.
An ex-husband of Amber's best friend, whom was living rent-free in one of Johnny's pads nearby.
Wait, this gets better. Can anybody say Cato Caitlin? Right. Oh, my God.
He contends...
living rent-free in Johnny's pad. Oh, my God.
That Elon slept with Amber and Cara at Johnny's L.A. penthouse in late 2016.
Okay.
Following their split.
Oh, after... Well, okay. So what?
Okay.
You know, that can't come up in a, well, defamation. Defamation.
He claims that the affair occurred while they were married.
Okay.
But Elon insists.
Oh.
They only got together after the split.
Oh, wait. So it happened. Damn it. Elon says it happened. Oh, my God. He puts men in space and he gets to screw two women on a Friday night. I'm so jealous.
Now. Okay. So Elon insists.
Yeah.
They only got together after the split. But.
Okay. All right.
Other witnesses claim Elon visited Amber late at night while Johnny was abroad filming Pirates of the Caribbean in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah.
That Elon Musk, he gets around. I hope he's settled down now. Seriously. He's got a kid.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's finally settled down because, you know, when you talk about the rich
playboy. And he has other kids.
Yeah, right. That's true, right? He's got, that's right. Talk about your super rich playboys. Elon Musk, he's the guy.
So there's that.
Well, there's that, damn it.
I think he's too rich.
Is there such a thing?
While the trouble was already brewing,
uh-huh.
Apparently the quarantine pushed Kelly Clarkson and soon-to-be ex Brandon Blackstock over the edge in their relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that's... The quarantine's not going to be kind to a lot of couples. We're going to be hearing about the fallout soon, I'm pretty sure.
Evidently, there was trouble brewing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
And they were hoping that the quarantine would, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
they would
work
on those issues.
You know, look, it was obviously a win-win for Bruce Willis and his ex and his wife. So, you know.
I guess.
Not everybody can have that much success.
Weirdness.
And weirdness.
Which is good, but it's just strange.
Yeah, you know what? We do this every day. Every damn day of our lives, we've been doing this newscast. Nothing surprises me anymore.
No,
nothing
this is true.
Surprises me.
So as we told you a couple days ago, Kelly filed for divorce.
Right.
They're selling their two homes.
For millions and millions of dollars.
So according to reports, the couple were already having issues and thought that self-isolating together in Montana for the pandemic would help rather than hurt the relationship. So spoiler alert.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were wrong, I tell you. You know who I would have loved to have been self-isolated with, though, during the pandemic?
Damn it, we already been through that.
Did we already do that one?
I'm sure we have.
Well, you know what? It just came to mind again.
Again and again.
Again and again and again.
Yes.
But, of course, I speak of the one, the only,
Halle Berry. If I was isolating with Halle Berry, I would be in shape now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something even...
Nope.
Worse than Elon Musk.
Nope,
Amber
I wasn't.
Heard Cara Delevingne. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. We don't want to go there, Morgan. All right, with that.
You might.
Well, we'll take our little gutter brains and we'll move on. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.